www.thebigfly.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, if you're going to Grandma's house and you have to take a plane, thanks to the TSA, you'll have to leave the gravy and the cranberry sauce at home. That's right. Our beloved security apparatchik doesn't want you to bring the stuff you want to eat to Grandma's house. Welcome, my friends, to the United States of Health Talk Radio and beyond. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on live the next couple of hours. You can reach me at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Yes, I had to experience the turkey terror of TSA yesterday as I went to Houston for the Advanced Medicine Seminar with Dr. Rashid Bittar, Jim Hover, and a lot of great docs, and Robert Scott Bell Show listeners were there. Big fans of Advanced Medicine Monday. One lady drove all the way from Idaho to Houston to be there. It blows me away. People want liberty. People want freedom. People want health freedom, and they're willing to do extraordinary things to get it, and I love you for that. Thank you so much. And we'll be talking more about what went on Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow with Dr. Bittar, but it's today. It's the Sunday before the Thanksgiving Turkey Day holiday here in America. Are you ready to eat clean and organic, please? Or are you ready to do battle with vegetarians? Or are you vegetarians ready to do battle with meat eaters? I tell you what, this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News, the additional 5 days a week we do in addition to our GCN launch point every week, we stepped into controversial territories. And I'm telling you, I thought it was controversial to talk about vaccines and the fact that vaccines don't work and the fact that the people who give them are terrorists. Maybe in ignorance, but still, they're terrorizing young people and their parents. Is it possible that the discussion of AIDS is passé, the fact that HIV doesn't cause it? Could be. I thought that was controversial. No longer. But I really stepped in it this week when we took on the paleo primal believers and the vegan vegetarian believers. And never the twain seemingly shall meet. And I couldn't believe the amount of passion and, to some degree, attachment to certain leaders in the field. If we can call them the fields of vegetarians, the fields of primal paleo people. And I don't have a hot dog in the fight, whether it's tofu or meat. I don't. I'm all about pragmatism, practical use of food, food as medicine, food as energy. And I'm just not attached to these leaders on either side of this equation or game. Yet I know there are good people on both sides of it. Oh, we're going to have to wade back into it. That's the bottom line here. I'm just going, oh, I can't believe I'm going to do this. But Chris Barr is going to be on with me today. We're going to talk about National Diabetes Awareness Month, is it? What's the color ribbon for that? Yeah, Shaq O'Neal now is going to be, it's the Shaq poster boy for diabetes. That's coming up. We'll be talking with Chris Barr about that and a whole lot more. It's flu shot season. Maybe we can get some echinacea discussion going on. Also, 32 questions that all Americans must answer from Ron Paul. But as I said, first and foremost, TSA, Transportation Security Administration, harassing little babies and old people, just like the CDC. CDC, aren't they on the terror watch list yet? I mean, they bought all that Tamiflu, or they suggested that the federal government, with the use of taxpayer funds, should buy all that Tamiflu and stockpile it, beside the fact that it doesn't work. It never worked. It was a complete scam. That's why we called it Scammy-flu from the beginning here. And whose heads will roll on that? There will be no heads rolling. There'll barely be turkey rolls. But we're dealing with, you can't bring gravy and cranberry sauce on the planes. Good luck if you bring a pie that you baked on the plane. The TSA is probably going to confiscate it and eat it for you. And this should be the week where people opt out. I know the morning I got on the plane to head to Houston, it was just insane. Everybody was hitting there. I mean, it was a normal business trip I'd go on. It's reasonable. But yeah, yesterday, no, it was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I'm telling you, the security theater that it is, the people I saw being subjected to searches, I mean, can you yet use common sense, TSA? No, not allowed, of course. And then the amount of people, which is about 99% of the people willingly go through the millimeter wave scanning machines, since they pulled the other kind of x-ray machines out of the major airports and sent them to little podunk airports. How many people are still sheeple in America? That's the most disappointing thing to me. And yet, being in Texas, I brought up at the Advanced Medicine Seminar the fact that they're working on a bill in the Texas legislature that would nullify the TSA, that would subject TSA agents to the same laws that apply to all the rest of us. If you touch people, kids, old people, in the way TSA agents touch people, little kids, old people, you would be arrested for at the very least molestation. At the very least. Yet they're prevented from being prosecuted under the same laws that affect the people? How did these TSA agents get special privileges to grope you and to turn you into X-ray porn stars? This is more of the decline of the American love of liberty. Case in point, why we have the 32 questions of Ron Paul in his farewell address to the Congress and the people. And if you haven't seen that, I've got the full text up at robertscottbell.com, where all the show notes are, and all of the great guest writers, including and especially John Rappaport with his Rappaport Reports. We continue to cover Prop 37, the scam that was the vote that was rigged. And no, we didn't lose unless we give up. And I don't mean that, oh, we got to jump on the next state. No, it's beyond that. It's recognizing that the whole game of voting is rigged against integrity, against a legitimate count. But that means you either try to expose it or you just withdraw from it and let it crumble under its own weight. This is a big part of the understanding of how to apply your energies efficiently. It's not enough to be outraged, and not enough of you are outraged, but it's not enough to be outraged. Because the outrage, if it's done through fear, is controlled. You fall potentially into a mob mentality. And there will be plenty of mob mentality when the EBT cards, these supposed, what is this, the food stamps that are now electronic, when they start or when they stop working. And all of these people who have come to expect the gravy coming from the federal government, courtesy of the Federal Reserve, courtesy of the illusion that taxpayers are actually funding anything. And you've made them so dependent on these handouts, that the moment they're cut off, the moment, just like it's after Superstorm Sandy, we saw people that were completely, completely deficient in an ability to care for themselves within 24 hours of a crisis like that. Now, can you imagine what's going to happen across the globe, much less across the United States, when those bills can't be paid, when those EBT cards no longer dole out Federal Reserve notes or digits, electronic digits at the local grocery store to buy Twinkies? Oh, I'm sorry, you won't be able to buy Twinkies? That too, as we talk about food, the death of the Twinkie Brigade, the Wonder Bread Twinkies of it all. You know, I don't think the Twinkie's going to be gone. Somebody will buy it up from Hostess. Hostess goes bankrupt 80 years too late. We'll talk with Chris Barr about that as well. By the way, the phone number the next 2 hours right here live on the air. If you're listening live throughout these United States on our wonderful affiliates or the stream, please say hello. Tell me what you're grateful for. Great big gobs of gratitude this holiday week coming up. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And you know I got great big gobs of gratitude for those folks that are supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty. You should support and salute their courage, not only by saying thanks, but by actually getting some of the stuff that they're bringing to you, including my favorite, life frequency machine, the BCX Ultra. You've heard me talk to Judy Irwin, and I'm asking you this holiday season, if you have not yet invested in one of the most powerful tools for true health care, not the bogus stuff they try to promote through the pharmaceutical industrial complex, but bringing the power to heal back into your home, pick up a Rife frequency machine this holiday season, bioelectricsforhealth.com, bioelectricsforhealth.com. Judy Irwin, she's an absolute sweetheart, and she needs to hear from you. 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240. I'm going to be talking about all the folks, the good companies that are supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty today, and I expect that you'll pick up the phone at the very least and say thank you. At the very second least, you'll ask for more information, and at the greatest, you'll say, hey, I want one of those. We'll talk more about that. Again, the number, 800 to call in today, 259-5791, 800-259-5791. Chris Barr is going to be on the line with us shortly. We're going to be talking about National Diabetes Month and beyond. We got stories about omega-3s. Omega-3 essential fatty acids. And I was on, what was I on? Oh, yeah, I was on Jerry Doyle again this past Friday. And we talked about, again, eating more fat, among many other things. And there's a headline, and you'll see it in the show notes today. It said, omega-3 fats linked to postpartum depression. What is your impression when I say that? I'm going to tell you what the story really reads, but it is no accident. No accident that they said it and wrote it that way. This is the propaganda, the lies coming out of Big Pharma Media. But not here, not now, not ever. Not on the United States of Health Talk Radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Go to robertscottbell.com. Click through in the show notes to all of our sponsors. And we'll be back with more Powerful Healing and Chris Barr after this.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. Also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the United States of Health Talk Radio and listeners around the world. Stunning, stunning. The numbers are just growing here. And I only have the download stats for my weekday show, Monday through Friday. Just got them, just so you're listening, through the old-fashioned radios, which we love so much as well. This is the cornerstone starting point for the Robert Scott Bell Show. 1.2 million downloads to the Robert Scott Bell Show in the month of October. That's not even including live listens, which we don't know. It's not even including the GCN show here that we do every Sunday. That's not including downloads from the archives here at GCN. That's not including UK Health Radio, which we're heard on. The message of health freedom, the message of liberty in ways that is never going to be allowed through the old media that is controlled by the pharmaceutical, medical, military, industrial complex and government complex. The message of freedom is resonating, as it should, around the world and also here, believe it or not, in North America and these United States. And God bless you. I am grateful. You want to talk about great big gobs of gratitude this holiday week? That's what I'm grateful for. You out there spreading the word. Tell 1, 2, 10, 100 people that this is where you come for health, freedom, liberty, the real news, and also additional 5 days a week through National News Radio as well. So thank you for being here. The number once again today, 800-259-5791. If you got some gratitude to gobble, let me know. Give us a call. This hour, again, we mentioned the TSA. I didn't get into the 32 questions, and I want to do that. Do we have Chris Barr on the line? Do we have Chris? You there?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome, my friend. Happy holidays to be.
Yes, and I am so thankful for you and the Robert Scott Bell Jumpstart Your Health broadcast. And it's great to hear more than a million downcasts in a month. That's phenomenal, getting this word of truth out on the wholeful, healthful nutrition and freedom to choose how one chooses to pursue their own health care needs.
Yeah, it is an amazing thing, the growth. All these years we've been at this, Chris, and it's resonating, and there's evidence of it. Now, before we get into the fact that it's diabetes, National Diabetes Awareness Month, I wonder what color ribbon that'll be. Ron Paul asked 32 questions in his farewell to Congress speech. And I'm not going to go through all 32, but I thought I'd throw a couple out there for you. And you see the show notes there at robertscadbell.com. All of these things are listed there as well. But, I mean, the first one is an amazing one. In a free country, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence were written on cannabis or hemp. Why are sick people who use medical marijuana put in prison? I mean, that's a question that can't be answered, is it?
I'm speechless. Yeah, that's right. The sails of the ships that gave us our freedom against Great Britain and again in the War of 1812 when they tried to come over and turn us back from our freedom. All of the battles throughout the entire 19th century, all with hemp sails. Our freedom was written in the Declaration of Independence and fought for with hemp. Clothes worn were hemp throughout all of the freedom-fighting wars, and yet no cannabis allowed, except in two states where you can use it to get high.
Yes.
But you can't use it for medical purposes. How crazy is that?
It's bizarre, and even gets more bizarre. Stories we've covered over the years here, Chris. The federal government still restricts the drinking and the transport, interstate transport, of what? Real milk.
Yeah, but I do it all the time. In fact, I had some great hot cocoa today with some pastured cattle raw milk and some organic cocoa from Rapunzel with some organic Sucanat and all organic crossing state lines hot cocoa this morning deep in the woods where it's crispy cold these last few days.
Well, there he goes. Chris Barr nullifying, according to the 10th Amendment and beyond, recognizing that that which created him has nothing to do with the federal government and is basically expressing the birthright to eat the food as it's grown and drink it even, as you would get it from a cow if you so desire. Now, we're going to wade into this. I just want to warn everybody, next hour, I'm going to have, if Chris has the time, we're going to do some things this hour, and then I'm going to have him back next hour because we're going to wade into the vegans versus paleo primal people, because there's a lot of controversy surrounding that, so I'm warning you about that. We're going to get into it. But this month, National Diabetes Month. Big news on that, because Shaq O'Neal evidently is now going to be the new poster boy for diabetes. Could it be Shaq, the big poster boy? Can you imagine?
Well, if I could only get a hold of him. What we need is a metallic blue ribbon, because we might as well call this National Chromium Awareness Month, chromium being a shiny blue metallic mineral. So that's really what we should be using ribbon-wise, if we're going to use ribbons for diabetes, is a metallic blue ribbon, because it was more than 50 years ago that the National Institutes of Health scientists discovered a mineral that previously was unknown to have any nutritive purpose, and they discovered and declared that they had found the cause of diabetes. And ever since then, the government's been working fast and hard to cover up that which they first discovered in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered it in the late 70s, so I've been shouting it from the rooftops to any who will listen, and getting literally thousands of responses back from people saying, thanks, I don't have any more diabetic medication usage, because they've learned about 100% whole food chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day, sometimes more, but usually not,
mm-hmm.
and building up the system so that it restores the health in sometimes a matter of days, more often weeks, certainly within months. They've reduced or eliminated the medications for diabetes, because they've attached the proper solution, which is a nutritive solution, restoring health, rather than sending in noxious poisons to try and make the body get by until it finally drops dead from all the side effects, which, by the way, every side effect of diabetes is also a chromium deficiency, whether it's kidney disease. Kidneys is one of the primary storage sites of chromium in the body, if you have chromium in the body to store, which most people don't. Eyesight, that's the key to that, is chromium. Heart disease, that's the primary food for the heart and its cardiovascular system to work, is chromium. See, all these side effects of diabetes, they're just more dramatic chromium deficiency states.
Well, let's expand that. And I know we only got a minute before we got a break here, but one of the things that Super Don, my producer, was asking over this week was about his sister's boyfriend with type 1 diabetes. We're going to talk about the distinction between type 1 and type 2, because we're going to focal point, obviously, on chromium, and I'm going to say a big, great big gob of gratitude for Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, one of the longtime sponsors here, supporters of the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we grow and grow and grow. And one of the things you can do to say thanks to Jonathan is get the very same chromium that Chris Barr is talking about, that we talk about and use, and I take every day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Me too.
Yes, and Chris does too. 800-424-1077. 800-424-1077. Say hi, Jonathan. Thank you. Great big gobs of gratitude. Now send me some chromium. We'll talk about type 1, type 2 diabetes, the combination, the difference, where it starts, and more on the United States of Health Talk Radio right now with Chris Barr as my guest. He's not a doc, he's better, and he's on the Robert Scott Bell Show with me. Stand by, coming right back after this short break.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to...
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Questions about Benghazi were part of President Obama's first news conference since he was victorious in the 2012 presidential election. One of those was about the possible nomination of U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice to replace Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Some Republicans are saying they'll block her nomination because of her contention on the Sunday talk shows that the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi that killed four Americans was caused by reaction to an anti-Muslim video. President Obama has a message for critics of Rice.
If Senator McCain and Senator Graham and others want to go after somebody, they should go after me.
Senator McCain told CBS's This Morning he'll try to block the nomination of U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice as Secretary of State, in part because of her statements about that Benghazi attack.
She's not qualified. Anyone who goes on national television and in defiance of the facts 5 days later, we're all responsible for what we say and what we do.
At that same news conference, President Obama says he is also not aware of any security breach in the scandal involving his former CIA director.
The president says he's seen no evidence that national security was threatened or that classified material was jeopardized by the widening sex scandal. He brushed aside questions about whether he was informed about the FBI investigations quickly enough.
The FBI has its own protocols in terms of how they proceed.
As for the resignation of David Petraeus, the president praised him for his public service and said he hopes
that this ends up being a single side note on what has otherwise been an extraordinary career.
Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Israel's prime minister says his military is ready to expand its operation against Hamas targets in Gaza after today's airstrikes that killed the commander of the Hamas military wing. A down day on Wall Street, the Dow down by 185 points, the Nasdaq dropped 37. This is SRN News. The Supreme
Staples copy and print note.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Obama lashed out at GOP Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham over their criticism of U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice's comments on the deadly September 11th attack in Benghazi, Libya.
Rice has been mentioned as a possible nominee for Secretary of State, but the senior Republican senators don't trust Rice in the aftermath of the Benghazi.
Willing to go where the truth takes it. Here's Robert.
Added this holiday week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got new shows coming up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as well through Natural News Radio. But thank you for being here. And thank you to my dear friend, not a doc, Chris Barr. And we're talking diabetes, National Diabetes Awareness Month this hour. And we'll get into the vegan versus non-vegan carnivore kind of debate. It's pretty controversial next hour, so stand by for that. But Chris, we would want to discuss the difference between type 1, type 2. Now, I reference vaccines as a primary culprit in creating autoimmunity or immune reactions against self, converting through toxicity and other things, the potential for the immune system to attack the pancreas and the tissues within it to create the type 1, which is different, as we know, from type 2. But also we'll talk solutions and some supplemental help for them as well. But lay it out, lay the groundwork so people understand the difference.
Well, as you noted, vaccination is the primary cause of type 1, also called juvenile diabetes. And it usually comes about early in life because that's when they're sticking these kids and shooting them full of garbage that's destroying their pancreas. So that's a whole other ball of wax because the pancreas actually is incapable of producing insulin because of the destruction brought upon it, again, primarily by vaccination. So chromium has a usefulness, but it's not the cause of that. Chromium is a cofactor with insulin. That's why using insulin or insulin-type medications is such a flawed premise, because they're only addressing part of the equation. And the biggest part of the equation is actually the gross deficiency of chromium caused by such things as the infatuation of America with Wonder Bread and all the garbage, which is French for trash, that they produced, which caused a gross deficiency of chromium because it was stripped out of the foods, out of the flours that they use. So that causes type 2 diabetes. Because when you get down to where you have so little or practically none to be found of chromium, then half the equation is gone. So you have an adult onset diabetes. With the type 1, they have to take insulin. Now, I have worked with many type 1 diabetics and been able to get them to reduce, sometimes dramatically, their insulin intake. But we can't eliminate the problem because type 1 is not a chromium deficiency, although chromium deficiency does make type 1 worse. So it's still something to utilize there so they can use less insulin from outside their body.
Okay. Chris, if I may, I referenced my friend who is a type 1 diabetic, and we had him on 3, and he was 100 micrograms 3 times a day of the GTF. And he was seeing something. Now, here's the guy. He's very health conscious, despite it all. He eats and manages himself fairly well compared to most people. He's got a lot of awareness like what we talk about. But when we put him on that fourth or the 400th microgram, if you will, for that day, he actually was able to reduce his insulin reliance even beyond what he was doing via his diet. So obviously there is a compensatory factor having adequate amounts of chromium even in a type 1 diabetic.
Yes, because it is a cofactor. So if you're only utilizing insulin, you're only utilizing half of the coefficient that the body requires for you to live. So yeah, it is a matter with a type 1. It's trickier to find how much to use. And in fact, I always have them start with less to start with so we can find out how their body works with the chromium. Because some people will have a very dramatic reaction to it, and some will have less of a reaction. And we don't want to have them have an overreaction while they're taking insulin, because they do need to reduce the insulin as required. So I always start a type 1 with just 100 micrograms a day for a few days to a week so they can gauge how their body responds.
Yes.
And then work them up to 3 or 4 or even 5 a day. You'll find the amount that reduces their insulin need.
Yes. Stand by. We got to take a break, Chris. We got to take a break, Chris. Listen, we got lots more healing to go. Great big gobs of gratitude and gravy that you can't take on the airplanes. The TSA doesn't want you. It's nothing like grandma. Okay, stand by. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Grimy gratitude. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Hope you are too. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on the air. You can call us, in fact. Yes, there is a toll-free number to reach us, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Going into gratitude week here. If you've got something you're grateful for, give us a call. Love to hear from you. Chris Barr, not a doc, he's on. And Chris, sorry I had to cut you off there with these breaks that come on so fast. But my goodness, more questions as we continue to discuss the National Diabetes Month issue from Ron Paul. One of the questions he asked is, why are Americans not allowed to use gold and silver as legal tender as mandated by the Constitution? I brought that up yesterday at the Advanced Medicine Seminar with Dr. Rasha Bittar for the group there. They were very keenly interested. The Coinage Act of 1792, which mandated and said it specifically, never been repealed. Ask the question, answer it. We got more to do. But right now, one of the metals, I guess in the metallic family, chromium, not the chrome on your bumper, but the glucose tolerance factor food-grown form that we get from Jonathan, keys to addressing and reversing certainly type 2 diabetes and even managing type 1 much better. Chris, I'm much appreciative of your willingness to share this information.
Well, I should, since we have a little more time today, also go into, there are other nutrients that are keys to diabetes.
Yes.
Now, there are much lesser roles, and chromium is so effective that it's often difficult for me to get diabetics to utilize the other items that they should do because they don't need them, at least for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But they really do need them, actually. And those would be zinc, which is necessary for the production of insulin, and for some other roles, and that's why diabetics have immune system issues, because zinc is important for the immune system, and they're lacking it. Also, the mineral magnesium and the vitamin called B6 play a distinct, lesser but distinct role in blood sugar metabolism and insulin operation. And then to a lesser degree, selenium and silicon. Now, the foods that have chromium stripped out that Americans subsist off of primarily also strip all of these nutrients out. So it's no surprise. And when I've come across a diabetic who just doesn't have much response with chromium alone, when they address all the other items that all diabetics really should direct themselves to as well, then they get the same results that everybody else has with just chromium. So it's really something that all diabetics should address. A little bit of zinc, not a lot, just a little every day, and then magnesium and B6 and selenium and silicon as well. In fact, there was a study out this year in the medical journals. They noted people with a higher dietary intake of selenium had distinctively less diabetes. And I had to chuckle because, you know, they were saying maybe selenium is a key to diabetes. Well, the foods that have selenium are also high in chromium. So they didn't look at chromium, and it really wasn't the fact that people had more selenium. People that had more selenium would therefore have been eating foods that had more chromium.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the real key to that study, even though it wasn't addressed or noticed by anybody else.
Yeah, very important points to add to this that some people will say, well, you're just an isolationist. You're only talking about one thing for it. No, no, it's everything. We know that. That's why we're going to get into that broader discussion next hour with Chris on the whole paleo versus veganism debate and discussion. Because, as I said, it's always about everything, not just one thing. However, we can point out, with science as our alibi too, that there are distinct nutrients, minerals that have distinct roles to play that are more important in those specific roles. Now, before I met Chris, as a homeopath, I worked very well with a lot of people dealing with hypoglycemia and a type 2 diabetes, although didn't have as much success in totally reversing it, certainly helping and managing and reducing it. But until we got the nutrients that were missing in there, it wasn't complete. Now, those of you who are into homeopathic medicine and energy, we understand, here at least, how certain energies impact certain functions of the body. It's all about energy. Even digestion is about energy. It's about releasing energy from so-called matter. So it's not an airy-fairy New Age concept. Homeopathy, the two great remedies for the pancreas, if you need an additional energetic support or adjunct, the homeopathic iris, which is a beautiful flower, yellow and purple. You don't eat it because it does have some toxic poison aspects of it from a regular standpoint, but from a homeopathic standpoint, no toxicity. And the club moss, which is known as Lycopodium, L-Y-C-O-P-O-D-I-U-M. So we have all of these aspects considered here in promoting the healing or bringing the power to heal back to you. But Chris is also well-versed in the food-grown nutrients. We only have about 30 seconds up to this next break, Chris. It goes by too fast with you.
Well, I'd mentioned Dr. Christopher's pancreas formula for mm-hmm. type 1 diabetics. I've had much better success when they utilize two capsules three times a day of Dr. Christopher's pancreas formula that gives some okay. support for those that have a damaged pancreas, as in type 1 diabetes.
Beautiful. Well, stand by. We've got a little bit more to go this hour with Chris Barr, and we're going to continue into the vegan versus paleo debate. And boy, oh boy, that's dangerous territory. But we're brave enough to do it. We'll be right back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from Eat Foods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from Eat Foods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Are you too big to fail or too little not to? Here's another question Ron Paul posed. We'll be peppering the show today with them. 32 questions that Ron Paul put out in his farewell to Congress speech. Why did the big banks, the large corporations and foreign banks and foreign national or central banks get bailed out in 2008 and the middle class lost their jobs and their homes? Hello? McFly, anybody home? You know, this is an amazing thing. And yet, the left is still not, well, some of them we've had on this show, still worshiping Obama as if he's going to save them. Not going to happen, folks. It's time to nullify. It's time to get resilient and self-sufficient. It's time to plant your gardens. It's time to grow your own food and truly help others. TSA banning gravy and cranberry sauce. If you want to go to grandma's with that, you better leave that at home and get it when you get there. And our good friend Marlon from Michigan, his family. God, I love you guys, Marlon. Your whole family is so wonderful. He says this is about domination and control. Anyone who seriously believes that turkey gravy is a threat to national security deserves whatever chains of slavery the government envisions. As Benjamin Franklin said, they who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty or safety. Well said, Marlon. And Marlon just happens to have more pigment than I do. Why do I bring that up? Because when anybody questions Obama in the mainstream media, they'll pillory them as being racist. Explain that to all those with more pigment than I. They're saying the same thing and are asking the question. This isn't about pigment. This is about liberty. Chris Barr, are you still with me?
Of course. and loving it.
Oh, my goodness. And you know, it's because of families like Marlon, his whole family, including the kids listening to the show, that we had over 1.2 million show downloads last month in October. That's what's happening. The people are talking to the people. They're spreading the word. They're no longer cowering in fear. Oh, my gosh. I won't admit that I listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. People might think I'm, what, loving liberty? Absolutely. It's cool to love liberty.
Absolutely. And that's what it's going to take, Robert. I've been saying it for years while everyone's trying to get some big candidate. It's going to take the people from the bottom up if there is to be salvation for this nation, if there is to be true and effective change and freedom. It's not going to come from the top down. It's going to come from the bottom up. So people like Marlon and his family and you know, my family and your family and you know, and individuals rooted in freedom, standing for freedom, and just saying no. You know, I laugh at TSA when I fly because you know, they always harass me and they're looking for reactions. So my response to them is laughter and to make fun of them and mock them while they go through all of their nonsense. It has nothing to do with security. It has only to do with teaching the people to be controlled and to do what they're told and to shut up.
Exactly. And that's what Marlon picked out on there. And, you know, when we say these forms of tyranny are tantamount to forms of slavery, It's not an exaggeration. It's not for impact or effect. It's not a racist statement to say that, because slavery is, it preexisted the idea that whites enslaves black or vice versa. It has nothing to do with color. Now, granted, we recognize there are people that are bigots and et cetera. They exist. That's not the argument. But the argument here is that we're dealing with the entire economic destruction, therefore the enslavement of the people, much like the article at Natural News that I have linked up in the show notes today about the EBT cards that are going to stop working, because there will be a day when they can't pay those bills, and they've bred dependence upon these whole millions of Americans of all colors, dependence on food stamps in the form of these electronic debit cards. And when that stops, what happens? When you breed dependence on somebody that can't feed themselves, you've been feeding them, and you cut them off, what's going to happen?
Well, they'll either starve to death, or they will riot in the streets, or a combination of both. And that'll bring about military responses and the National Guard for the sake of the peace, or you know, whatever excuse will be used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but it'll be because people have given up, they've abdicated their personal responsibilities to a government entity that is a monster. No better word than that to describe the government as it has become now.
But yeah, no, it's not an exaggeration. And this is why I loved what I just did with Dr. Bittar at the Advanced Medicine Seminar. Next one's coming up in a couple of months in Phoenix. But we had a lady drive down from Idaho to be there. Idaho.
Wow.
Yeah, she's like, I don't have access to this anywhere. And she's probably going to go to the one in Phoenix in a couple of months. But that's that sense, that urgency, that gut, that heart connection to this message that people are no longer laying back and playing. What do we call it? The victim. Now, I'm not saying all people, because obviously that's a gross generalization. But there are a lot of people waking up from all backgrounds, all economic statuses, you can say this, and starting to grow food again, starting to defy the federal government, even the state when appropriate. What would Rosa Parks do? What would Ron Paul do? What would these people do when they say, what would Jesus do? I mean, think about it. Was he calling for tyrannical government?
Of course not. You know, I have fun with the milk, because I can actually buy milk in Missouri from a farmer. And it's legal to do so. But instead, I buy it in Arkansas, where it's not legal, and then I cross state lines with it just to thumb my nose at all of those tyrannical government figures trying to tell me that I can't choose what I put in my body. Milk, for crying out loud.
Mm. Yeah, that's one of the questions that Ron Paul asked among many prescient questions about, you know, are we a people that loves liberty? Are we a people that loves to be taken care of like little children that never grow up? And I even mentioned this right to the doctors, right to their faces, and the people that came to Advanced Medicine, and they took it well, that we are behaving as if we are little baby children, because we keep asking for permission where none is required. Like Chris just said, why do you ask permission to drink milk? Isn't that your birthright to feed yourself and your family the way you deem fit, not the way a federal bureaucracy that wants to poison you with RBGH, antibiotic-infested, homogenized, and pasteurized poison? Hello?
How have especially Europeans and Caucasians survived for millennia without pasteurizing and homogenizing their milks?
Mm-hmm. And we're going to go into this next hour, the big question of what is the right diet? Is there the right diet for everybody? And is it a vegan militant diet? Is it a primal paleo worship guru diet? Or is it something in between? Or is it all or none of the above? You're going to find that out on the Robert Scott Bell Show next hour. Chris Barr is going to join us again to discuss this and a whole lot more. We're wading into serious controversy. Also, no more doctors. Bye-bye, Miss America's boobies. And, of course, the battlefront that leads to caffeinated Cracker Jacks and the Twinkie apocalypse. After the news on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.